This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
What's happening, guys? It's Sean here from the Fun Kids Gaming Show, and we're here at Insomnia 63. You can probably just hear all of the chaos that's going on in the background. Essentially, this is probably one of the UK's biggest gaming festivals, and genuinely, honestly, it's one of my favourites, because there's so much to do and so much hands-on things that you can get involved with when it comes to gaming. So if you love gaming, this is, you definitely absolutely need it to come down to here. So what we're going to do on the Fun Kids Gaming Show today is just give you some of the top things that you guys can do when you're at an Insomnia event, and just tell you about the things that are going on. So one of the first zones I'm going to recommend to you guys is the Indie Zone. First of all, I've just enjoyed the walk over here. I've almost just bumped into a giant hedgehog, Dr. Super Mario. And they've got, like, just dotted around this year, they've got streamers in boxes. It's like a little mini human zoo. There was just one little streamer just there chatting away in his little box. It was really, really weird. Anyway, let's go around and have a look at some of the games in the Indie Zone. So these are games you may not have been hearing much hype for on social media. So I'm just going to be looking around and telling you about ones which immediately catch my eye. There's a game called Arcade Tycoon. As a big lover of those sort of tycoon games, that looks pretty awesome. They also got a quality competition to win an arcade machine as well. Hope you guys can hear me over the Fortnite commentary. I mean, there's a game over there called Lord Winklebottom Investigates, which is like some sort of giraffe detective, which I'm already a massive fan of. We've got Mustache Amigos. So Mustache Amigos, that looks like a cross between Gang Beasts and the old Micro Machines games. It's like a racing game where if you get left too far behind, that you're just immediately eliminated. That looks super fun. I think one of the main themes from the indie game section, it looks like a lot of people are making these games with the view of how good the YouTube videos would be, because I'm seeing quite a lot of these and already imagining, like, the little YouTuber pals, you know, like the Vanos gaming crew all playing some of these sort of games. Agilos as well is just a game which, this looks like one of my favourite games I used to play as a kid, called Wonder Boy. That looks ridiculous. If I can get my hands on that, then I'm definitely playing that on the channel. But what's just cool is that you can play all of these games as well. If you're just wandering around and you see a game that catches your eye, you can just have a little go at it. The queues aren't massive. There were a couple of times there where there were games just available to be played. You could sit down and just get involved with them. So that would be my recommendations for what I've seen from the Indie Zone. So my next recommendation of things to check out at Insomnia, I mean, I just mentioned in that last indie game section my love of retro games. If you are a fan of going back in time and checking out some of the older games, they've got an entire retro zone here, which is essentially every single console that you can probably think of in your brain. Every single one with games to play on, and there's so many of them. Like I keep saying, that's the point I'm sort of hammering home, is that you don't have to wait too long to be playing any of the games. You can just get and check them out. They've got like Sega Saturn, they've got like PlayStation 1, SNES, even like the really old Amigas are knocking about there. So maybe if you're coming down with your mum and dad and they're wondering if they got any of the old games that they used to play when they were kids, then 99% sure that the retro zone is going to be for you. Like, I could pretty much lose hours of my life just chilling in the retro zone. Also, as well, they've got a little arcade section as well, with some arcade machines. Some of those you have to pay for, though. But they've also got a cool little section where some guys are like selling arcade machines, and you can go and test out all of these like crazy arcade cabinets, which they custom make as well. So retro zone. That's my favourite bit, but I'm just a massive geek for retro games. That might not be your bag, but that is definitely something that you should go and check out at Insomnia. The next recommendation for things to do at Insomnia, I mean, if you want to meet some of your favourite YouTubers, they do loads of meet and greets here as well. I can see the Yogscast crew literally right in front of me. They're all signing stuff, getting selfies taken with fans, stuff. So that's all pretty awesome. Also, as well, you've got, you can see in the other meet and greet zone, we've got Pyro Cynical as well, who's a gaming YouTuber. Syndicate was here. I don't think he's still doing his meet and greet at the moment. I think he's gone. But the Syndicate Project, who's appeared in some of my YouTube videos in the N60 universe, he's here. And of course, he was doing a meet and greet yesterday. Xavier Woods, WWE superstar. So another cool thing that they're doing at Insomnia this year is that they're actually hosting the NXT UK tapings for the WWE. So if you are a WWE fan, and see, so if you're a big fan of the N60 Sean channel, chances are you probably like gaming and WWE. I mean, this is a perfect blend for you, Insomnia, well, at least this time around anyway, because they're taping some of the first ever episodes of the NXT UK show for the WWE, which is a new brand that they've debuted, built around some of the talent from the UK wrestling scene. So those tapings, well, the first one's happening, I'm going to go to that after this. So that's going to be pretty awesome. I'm really looking forward to that. It just adds an extra cool part of the Insomnia experience. I think you have to buy a ticket to NXT as well as an Insomnia ticket. But to spend a day playing games and checking out all of this stuff and then to just go and enjoy an evening of WWE, that's pretty cool, man. I think that's awesome. As we're walking past the Oxcast crew again. So yeah, the NXT UK tapings, I think, add another dimension to Insomnia this time around. The headline thing of Insomnia is that you can check out some of the biggest games that are going at the moment. There are loads of opportunities to play Fortnite. Last time we came here, the queues for Fortnite were just insane. Like, you were like waiting 1 hour, 2 hours to play Fortnite. And the most bizarre thing that I saw was some people were just playing Fortnite on their phones in the queue waiting to play some Fortnite. That boggled my mind. But this time around, that's not much of an issue because there are just loads of other places which are also doing Fortnite-based stuff. So they've got like a main Fortnite stage where I think you can all sort of play a big, like, kind of everyone against everyone situation. And there's also prizes for a number of eliminations and also prizes for actually winning a match as well. So Fortnite's presence here is a lot better than it was last year. There's more of it and there's more opportunities to play, as you would guess. You can just hear over to my right, I think there's, is that a Robot Wars arena? I think they're just about to have a robot fight in a big glass greenhouse-like structure over to my right. Yes, they are. They're about to have a robot fight. Just another thing that's happening at Insomnia. The other big games that we've been seeing are in the PlayStation 4 section. FIFA 19 has got a massive presence. They've got a massive area to check out the brand new FIFA game that's going to be coming out very soon. I think the next biggest game, I would say, in the PS4 area, it's probably Spider-Man. The new Spider-Man game's got its own area and a massive old queue to go and check out Spider-Man. And then there was another game as well called Brawlout, which looked like the Skylanders characters. Oh, hang on, there's a Just Dance situation that I'm going to accidentally stumble into. So I'm going to turn around because I think it's getting a bit loud over there. Yeah, so that Blowout game looks like PlayStation's answer to Super Smash Bros, which is interesting actually, because I'm just about to walk past the Nintendo Zone, which I'll tell you about next. So the Nintendo Zone over at Insomnia is massive. They have got a huge area this year. I think it's definitely loads bigger than it was last time because they've added the Labo area. So they've got an entire area dedicated to Labo with the robot model and loads of different ones, and the ones that you get in the starter kit. Over around here, there's an entire area dedicated to Splatoon. Am I just about to accidentally walk into somewhere? Hang on, here I go, on an adventure. They've got some sort of competitive playing over here. There's like a tournament zone. Yeah, there's a Splatoon tournament over here with some big time Splatoon streamers all about to face off. Over here, Splatoon 2, loads of people playing. I think they've got a Splatoon 2 tournament actually happening at Insomnia right now as we speak. Just some girlfriend who looks like she's been watching her boyfriend play Splatoon for about a million years, just looking sad and bored, which is quite amusing. And round here, yeah, we got a little Mario Kart 8 area, beanbags with people watching playing Splatoon, and the Just Dance UK offline qualifiers become the UK champion of Just Dance. I mean, yeah, there's a girl there dressed as Harley Quinn who absolutely smashed that. Well done her. So yeah, the Nintendo Zone this year looks incredible. They've stepped it up. I don't know if that's because of the arrival of Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, but man, the Nintendo presence here in Somnia this time around is massive. If you did enjoy the podcast, make sure you smash the subscribe button and also give us some fire, give us some stars, you little scamp, and also leave us a nice little review if you're feeling extra generous.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.